Citizenship in a Republic by Theodore Roosevelt. An address delivered at the Sorbonne, Paris, April 23, 1910. This speech is also known as The Man in the Arena. This reading by Douglas Harvey. Citizenship in a Republic. Strange and impressive associations rise in the mind of a man from the New World who speaks before this august body in this ancient institution of learning. Before his eyes pass the shadows of mighty kings and warlike nobles, of great masters of law and theology. Through the shining dust of the dead centuries he sees crowded figures that tell of the power and learning and splendor of times gone by. And he sees also the innumerable host of humble students to whom clerkship meant emancipation, to whom it was well nigh the only outlet from the dark thraldom of the Middle Ages. This was the most famous university of medieval Europe at a time when no one dreamed that there was a new world to discover. Its services to the cause of human knowledge already stretched far back into the remote past at the time when my forefathers, 3 centuries ago, were among the sparse bands of traders, plowmen, woodchoppers, and fisherfolk who, in hard struggle with the iron unfriendliness of the Indian-haunted land, were laying the foundations of what has now become the giant republic of the West. To conquer a continent, to tame the shaggy roughness of wild nature, means grim warfare, and the generations engaged in it cannot keep, still less add to, the stores of garnered wisdom which once were theirs, and which are still in the hands of their brethren who dwell in the old land. To conquer the wilderness means to wrest victory from the same hostile forces with which mankind struggled in the immemorial infancy of our race. The primeval conditions must be met by primeval qualities, which are incompatible with the retention of much that has been painfully acquired by humanity as, through the ages, it has striven upward toward civilization. In conditions so primitive, there can be but a primitive culture. At first, only the rudest schools can be established, for no others would meet the needs of the hard-driven, sinewy folk who thrust forward the frontier in the teeth of savage man and savage nature. And many years elapse before any of these schools can develop into seats of higher learning and broader culture. The pioneer days pass. The stump-dotted clearings expand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?